I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and from the surface of the planet Earth, we're headed to Jezero Crater on the surface of the planet Mars to the brave little toaster that sits there all by itself looking at the Mars landscape and waiting for the moment it will fly. Bob, Ingenuity. What is the present understanding of why the delay in Ingenuity's first flight?
Well, it turns out what happened is late last week, in the process of checking Ingenuity out and preparing it for flight, they unlocked its rotary blades, and then they did a slow spin test to make sure they turned. That worked. And then they proceeded to try to do a fast spin test to really rev them up to a high speed without flying. And that got cut off prematurely by the software. It was basically like a static fire test that is aborted prematurely by software. In this case, the software stopped the spin. And so the JPL engineers did a real close look at the software, and they figured out what the issue is, and they've revised the software, but they've got to upload a software update to Ingenuity and then test it. And so this means they're likely not going to fly this week. It'll probably be next week. What I don't know at the moment is how this is going to impact the entire test schedule. Ingenuity is supposed to have a 30-day test program on Mars, doing as many as 4 different flights. And this extra week or so, will they push back and allow for 30 full days of flights, or will they cut into that? I think they will probably extend it, but they haven't said. I mean, you know, Perseverance can't do its full science program until this is done, but Perseverance is working like a dream, and it's going to be there for years. And you only get one chance to fly a helicopter on Mars. And so I think they're going to probably let the helicopter have its chance, John, but we'll have to wait and see.
Did they reload the software from Earth, Bob, or did they reload it from, in other words, was it safe mode and then back on at Ingenuity?
No, it wasn't like a safe mode. It just simply cut off the test. And what they're going to do is they're going to fix the software on the ground here. They're going to test it on the ground, and then they will upload it to Ingenuity, probably through a orbiting satellite down to Perseverance and to Ingenuity. It might go directly to Ingenuity. I'm not sure if they can. That I don't know. I suspect it'll go through Perseverance.
In other words, they're being magnificent engineers. They're going to find a solution.
Yeah, this is all great engineering. You do wonder why the software issue should have suddenly arrived, but this is the first time they're actually testing this thing in that low gravity, and that could have been an issue. And once they know it, they can fix it, and that's what they're trying to do.
My robots are staring back at me. Don't make any negative remarks. It will kick out. Okay, robot. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 robots staring at me, Bob. I think robots are wonderful. It's fine if they don't want to work the first time. Bob thinks you're wonderful, too. All right. It's Mars avalanche season. What do we learn, Bob?
Oh, well, this is both a new and an old story. I posted something about this last Martian year, which would be 2 years ago in the Martian spring. Every Martian spring, the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter has discovered that on the edge of the northern ice cap of Mars, there's a very high scarp or cliff that's like 1,500 to 3,000 feet high. And on that cliff, the steepest cliffs, there are avalanches routinely. And in fact, back in 08, they discovered this because MRO actually took a picture of an avalanche in process. And they routinely see avalanches in these images, sometimes as many as 4 in a single image. And so what they've been doing every year, every spring on Mars, they monitor the avalanches. So it's now springtime on the Mars northern hemisphere, and the monitoring has begun. And I saw a nice picture showing this of that northern scarp, and I posted on Behind the Black. And so this is what's coming. We're going to start to see lots and lots of avalanches as the spring thaw arrives and the carbon dioxide mantle starts to sublimate away. It causes rocks of ice to fall, and you see many, many avalanches.
You have one more image that you like, a lava flooding a mountain.
Yes. One of the things that has to be remembered about Mars is that once it was a very different planet. Volcanic activity probably made this place very different from what we see today. Its atmosphere was probably much denser and thicker from dust and volcanic eruptions. And we can tell this because of the gigantic volcanic plains on Mars. And I show a picture of mountains that have actually been flooded, surrounded by a floodplain. And that's the picture I'm showing. This is the kind of information about that volcanic period, John, that will tell us a great deal about early Mars, because 1 to 4 billion years ago, this was a volcano planet, not the planet we see today. And that would change its climate significantly. And we've got to plug that information into any analysis of Mars's past.
Good night, brave little ingenuity. We're looking forward to your first flight. Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.